are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Barack Obama and John McCain clashed over a myriad of issues in their second debate Tuesday night, including the pivotal issue of energy reform. McCain touted his all-of-the-above strategy with an immediate focus on increased offshore oil drilling and an aggressive push for more nuclear power. While making passing references to drilling and nuclear power, Obama said the only appropriate course is to invest heavily in a different course, alternative sources of energy, to the tune of $150 billion over the next 10 years. So, what is the right approach to energy reform? For answers, we turn to Max Schultz, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And Max, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Greg. Good to be with you.
Let's start with Senator Obama's plan. He wants to spend $150 billion over the next decade to develop wind, solar, and biofuel alternatives to our current dependence on oil, much of it coming from overseas. What do you make of the Obama plan? How realistic is it?
I don't make too much of it. I don't think it's terribly realistic at all. It sounds very pie in the sky to me, if you ask me. It's something which relies on Washington to be pulling the levers and doling out the dollars. But at the end of 10 years, I can't see any way in which we're going to be free of foreign oil, according to his plan.
In terms of what could realistically be done in terms of enough energy to replace our dependence on oil right now, how far could we get in a decade?
I don't think we can get too far. I mean, I think it's wrong to say that our hopes lie in things like wind and solar and even biofuels like ethanol. Those biofuels are incapable of displacing even just a small percentage of the oil that we use every year. Wind and solar are technologies which are far too uneconomic to be able to work well in our energy economy. And that's the reason why even the wind and solar have received billions of dollars in government subsidies and other support for the last couple of decades. They hold such a small footprint in our energy economy. They're just not economical energy technologies. In 10 years, I think that we are going to see some move towards some electrification in our transportation sector. I think our cars and trucks are going to run on electricity to some degree. But that electricity is going to come from things like coal and nuclear and natural gas, the things that supply our electricity now. The alternatives that Obama and his supporters favor just really aren't going to factor into the mix.
One of the things we keep hearing from Senator Obama is that Senator McCain's priority of expanding offshore drilling won't do much for the U.S. energy supply, and it could be a decade or maybe even two before we see any real results. Does that argue against his own plan for trying to see results within a decade?
Well, that's a very good question, Greg. I've always been a little curious about this argument that we shouldn't do things like drill offshore or drill in Anwar up in Alaska, because it'll take too long. It'll take 10 years to get this oil to market. And it is true that the large-scale energy production does take time, but we're going to need those energy supplies down the road just as much as we need them today. And I'm reminded of the fact that it was over a decade ago that President Clinton vetoed a bill that would have opened up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. And one of the main arguments at the time was that it'll take too long to get this oil to market. 10 years is too long. Well, 10 years has passed. We could use that oil today in an era of very high oil and gasoline prices. And so I've never understood that argument at all.
In terms of the McCain plan, obviously he wants to focus right now anyway on drilling as well as nuclear power, although he does, in a sense, endorse the other avenues Senator Obama endorses as well, just not with that $150 billion price tag over the next decade. What can we expect if, in fact, we pursue these two areas over the next decade or so? How many billions of barrels of oil are out there, and what kind of a difference could a dozen or two or even three nuclear power plants make?
Well, those are very, very good questions. We don't know exactly how much oil is out there, in part because there's been not just a ban on offshore drilling for so long, but there's even been a ban on taking steps to find out how much there is. And so we know that there are billions of barrels from our old 1950s and 1960s and 1970s era inventories. There's a lot of reason to think there's a lot more oil in places like the Gulf of Mexico and off the Atlantic and Pacific coast than we had originally thought. We know that there's enough oil out there that it's worth pursuing. As far as nuclear energy, we know that every projection is that our electricity demand and our overall energy demand is expected to increase by upwards of 30% over the next several decades. That's a lot of energy we're going to need. We're going to need it from a lot of sources. Nuclear power is one of the best candidates to provide large volumes of the electricity that our economy will need, we really do need to build the nuclear plants.
Max, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us.
Greg, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Max Schultz is Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. A reminder that you can get the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.